Well, good morning. Thank you for joining us today on Tetelestai. We've been talking about over the last week this beautiful word, this beautiful Hebrew word, Hineni. Here am I. It's what it means. It's a statement. It's a declaration. It's a declaration of faith, trust, confidence, availability to God as God invites us into whatever adventure He has for us. And it's saying yes to God before we even know what He's calling us into, or before we even are aware of what lies ahead and in what that call involves. The pain sometimes, the valleys, the mountaintops, the places of glory, the places of difficulty and hardship. It's a big question to answer when God is inviting us inside into something. And we've also seen that God is so joyful in His heart to be able to say Hineni to us. Here am I. What do you need from me? He reaches out to us and makes Himself available to us. We're going to conclude this message today. Hineni. Would you dare say Hineni to God?
Sometimes we're afraid to say yes to that call because we see ourselves and we know ourselves. We know our flaws. We know the deep, dirty, dark secrets that nobody else does. God knows them. And so do we. And when we feel that sense of God's inviting me into something, we're scared to say, here am I, because then the enemy says, oh, you're not worthy. God will never use you. You've done this. You've done that. You've messed up this. You've screwed this up. You messed this person's life up. You know, look at the struggles you have every day with this sin. You keep stumbling. You keep falling. You know, how in the world is God ever going to do anything in and through your life? Just forget about it. And this unworthiness, and as we talked about a while back, shame and condemnation comes on top. And the enemy gets us to try to shrink back from saying yes to that invitation, from saying Hineni to Him. But He still invites us. I mean, think about all these characters He called. Liars. Murderers. Doubters. Adulterers. Lawbreakers. I mean, these guys, these men and these women, these were broken people. And every one of them had some, if you want to, you know, look at it from a historical standpoint, a scarlet letter on every one of their lives. Did God know that before He called them? Yes. He knew it. He knew it long before they were born. All the screw-ups, all the mess-ups, all the problems, everything. He knew all that. And yet He still comes and invites us. Because that's not important to Him. The only thing that matters to Him is my response. Here am I. And God says, look, I'll take you just like you are. It's like Brennan Manning says, God loves us just as we are and not as we should be, because none of us will ever be as we should be. And God takes us and He works through our lives in spite of the flaws and things that will happen down the road that He already knows about that we don't even know about yet. And then on the other side of all this, when we get into eternity, we're going to see how He wove all that wonderful, the good things into majestic things, and even took the very darkest of evils and somehow wove it into the pattern of the tapestry He was making and turned it into good. Wow. Hineni. Here am I. This is a response to God of love. God is showing me His love by inviting me. And I'm showing my love back to Him by saying, here I am. Here I am. I mean, think about this. It calls for devotion, calls for love. Sometimes it calls for availability, a willingness sometimes to sacrifice a great deal for other people. But God is devoted to us. But will He find that same unconditional devotion and readiness in my heart and in yours? I mean, what if God were to call you out by name today? And what we don't realize is that all throughout the day, many times in a day, He's calling us like that. Are you ready to offer yourself to Him for His service? Not even knowing what it might be. Are you, you know, we don't have to wait. Oh, for an audible call, you know, like the guys had in Scripture. We simply can report for duty in His presence and say, here I am at your service, Lord. ready. Ready to go. Ready to do your will. I'm ready for action. I'm present. And I'm ready to go. What's God inviting you into today in your life? Again, it doesn't mean, oh, I'm going to change vocations now, or I'm going to move out of the United States and go somewhere else. No, maybe it's something simple as God has got his finger on something in your life, something he's asking you to surrender to him, something that he's asking you to trust him with, to give it to him. And he's asking for it. He's not going to snatch it away from you. Maybe it's a struggle that you're having, a sin that you might be struggling with. Maybe it's a relationship that he's asking you to fix and repair. Maybe it's something else in your life, but he's got his finger on it, and you know exactly what it is. You don't have to wonder. You know what he's got his finger on, and he is calling to you. What will your response be? Will you simply say to him, "Here am I. I'm ready to do whatever you want. I don't know what the consequences will be of me letting this go, moving this out of my life, changing this in my life, repairing this relationship. I don't know what the consequences are going to be, but I'm available for you to do whatever you want to do." Changes will happen. Sometimes they'll happen rapidly. I mean, when you look at these people's lives, a lot of changes happen very rapidly for them because, again, God takes that response seriously. And he's engaging us in our lives. What is he inviting you into? Like I said, this should be our response every day. When we wake up in the morning, open our eyes up. "Hinani, Lord. Here I am. I don't know what the day holds. I don't know what you've got out there for me today, but whatever it is, I am available to you. Work through me. Live through me. Let me enjoy my relationship with you today. Let others see you in me today. But Hinani, here am I."
Here am I. I hope this has been an encouragement to you. I hope that will be a phrase that you will use every day of your life as you walk with God. Lord, Hinani. Here am I. Here am I. I hope you have a great day today. We will have no podcast tomorrow on Friday, so I'll give you an early Shabbat Shalom. Lord willing, we will join you again on Monday and dive into some more wonderful truths contained in the beautiful Word of the living God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace.